You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're going to continue our conversation about the mass shooting in Monterey Park by inviting two of its elected leaders to tell us more about this community and how they're beginning to process and heal. Joining us now is State Senator Susan Rubio and State Assembly Member Mike Fong, both of whom were in Monterey Park celebrating the Lunar New Year just hours before this tragedy began. Senator Rubio and Assembly Member Fong, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thank you so much. Absolutely.
Assemblymember Fong, I want to start with you. This past week has been extremely difficult for you and the communities you represent. How are you and your staff doing this morning?
Thank you so much for that question. Staff is very proud of the staff and all the hard work and efforts. They've been hanging in there. It's been a very challenging few days here in Monterey Park and the San Gabriel Valley. I'm very grateful for their leadership. And we're all shocked, horrified, and devastated by these tragic circumstances. And there's we're just trying to make sure that we are supporting all the families and everyone affected by this tragedy in Monterey Park and the San Gabriel Valley. Thank you.
And you were in Monterey Park as well, celebrating the Lunar New Year just hours before the shooting that unfolded. We were talking with Zhang with the LA Times. He was there as well. And this was a celebration that was long overdue after a couple years of the pandemic. What can you tell us about the celebration during the day?
Thank you so much. It was a beautiful celebration during the day. Senator Ruby and I and a number of officials were there at the opening ceremony. And this community of Monterey Park leads the way on all the Lunar New Year celebrations in the San Gabriel Valley as the first suburban Chinatown, the heart of the San Gabriel Valley with over 65% Asian American residents in the city with 61,000 folks. The festival was a beautiful way to kick off the Lunar New Year celebrations. And tragically, a few hours later, during the dawn of the most auspicious time in our Lunar New Year, the rabbit, which symbolizes peace and hope. All that peace and hope was shattered. And it was pretty crazy.
Yeah. Assemblymember Fong, you both have been understandably very busy with civic leaders, constituents, with your staff, and we really thank you for taking the time. It took a lot to get you on here because of how busy your schedules have been, understandably. What kind of conversations are you having at the state capitol?
Thank you so much. We're having conversations. I'm having conversations with Senator Rubio and our colleagues in the state legislature, talking to my colleagues as well, who are leading a gun violence prevention working group. Also in conversations with the governor, the AG, and all our state officials. And we know that California is at the forefront of gun control policies. And we know that the legislature has also provided millions of funding for education campaigns to help individuals, their family members, and others on how to obtain restraining orders to keep guns away from individuals who are at risk of harming themselves or others through these red flag laws. I'm also having conversations with the Office of Emergency Services to see how we can conduct these education campaigns in additional languages such as Chinese, Mandarin, Chinese, Cantonese. And we're definitely tracking the legislation that's been introduced this year. And we know that there's a lot more work to be done around gun control policy. And this tragedy reminds us that there's so much more work to be done.
Yeah. Well, let's get to that a little bit, because the tragedy that happened in Monterey Park is just one of three mass shootings. Oh, Senator Rubio, is that you?
Yes, it is. I hope you guys can hear me.
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you. I knew we're having some technical issues with you, but happy that you're able to join us. Well, before we get to that, I'll table that question. Now that we have you, Senator Rubio, you know, what would you like people to know about the San Gabriel Valley, the community of Monterey Park, and the district that you serve?
Well, first of all, just thank you for having us here and giving voice to this tragedy, because we definitely want to just convey to our constituents, our residents, and everyone that's been worried about this community that, first of all, it is a safe community. The danger is over. However, everyone has been so gracious in sending love, prayers, and just so good about taking care of each other. So I just want to commend everyone, our faith leaders who've been here every single day praying for not only the community, but us as leaders. So I just want to start there and just wanted to say how beautiful this community is. I, you know, have the privilege of representing this community. Clearly, I am a Latina, but the diversity that we have in the state of California only makes us stronger. And this community is a testament of how beautiful a community can be if we encourage each other to support our differences, our cultures. And as already mentioned, I have the privilege of being on stage with Assemblymember Mike Fong at the Lunar New Year. And it was beautiful. And I'm so saddened by the tragedy, because we can see the joy in people's faces, the children, the families coming out of the pandemic. We needed that. And we were brought back to a moment of unfortunate tragedy, but we're so proud of this community and how strong they've been.
And as I was talking to Assemblymember Fong, I mean, both of you have been understandably busy in meetings, back-to-back meetings. What kind of conversations are you having at your office, Senator?
Well, it's, you know, everyone's concerned about me, which I have to say what we're dealing as a staff with as an office does not compare to what our families and the victims and the loved ones are going through. I have to be honest that I have had moments of extreme emotion, and that's only because as more information comes out, as you get to know the stories of these families that lost a loved one. And even yesterday when we were at the vigil, we can actually see the faces of the victims that were placed in front of the crosses. And it's really difficult not to be, you know, emotional about the entire circumstance. So the conversation with myself, my staff, and everyone around me, including, you know, members of our community, is let's look out for one another. Let's make sure to ask people if they're okay, because even us as leaders sometimes need that comfort. And so I just want to say thank you to everyone that's asked.
As you mentioned that yesterday, the names of all 11 victims were identified, and now we have faces to these names. As an elected official representing this area, what is your role in supporting the families through this loss?
Well, we've had so many calls coming in. Well, first trying to help, but then we also have the other end where they just are seeking resources. So I know that Mike Fong, as well as myself and all our elected leaders, have been forthcoming with information where they can reach, you know, numbers for services. In particular, as we know, the Langley Senior Center, which is here in Monterey Park, has been offering support services. We also have the Victim Service Bureau in LA. LADA's office that's working closely with victims to ensure that they have access to the California Victims Compensation Board services. And that includes making sure that they know that if they need therapy services, it's there. Assistance with funeral and burial costs, it's also available. Lodging options for themselves and their family members. When people are dealing with tragedies, we think of what's happening in terms of their emotions, but we don't think of the financial aspect of it. So we want our families to know that there is resources and they need to reach out, because they don't have to do this alone.
Mm-hmm. Assemblymember Fong, I mean, what can you share about your work and your role in helping the family members surrounding the 11 loved ones that they lost?
Thank you so much. As Senator Rubio mentioned, we've been getting information out to the community members, and we also want to make sure we're getting it out in language as well. So we've been circulating flyers. Flyers were circulated yesterday as well at the community vigil that Senator Rubio and I were at. And we're really making sure that our district offices are here to assist anyone who may need assistance accessing victim support services. So we are partnering with local organizations and different organizations on the ground that have also set up a GoFundMe to help provide additional assistance for family members as well, but also getting the word out, as the Senator mentioned, around the victim compensation funds, the Mass Victim Service Bureau, and other resources that are available. And then also the Governor's Office of Emergency Services providing additional resources in collaboration with law enforcement. So, but we're trying to provide that comfort and that support to all the victims and families affected by this tragedy.
You bring up an important point about language, because some of the victims' names were initially incomplete when they were released by the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office. And I bring it up because this has happened before during the mass shooting in Atlanta. How do these misidentifications happen within the Asian American Pacific Islander community, Assemblymember?
Thank you so much. It's very critical that as a community, as a state, that we provide materials in different languages. And so we're pushing hard with the various departments, and also working with the City of Monterey Park also. And then our office has also worked closely on translating a lot of the materials and just trying to get the information out through social media. I know Center Reviews been getting out the content as well. And so as a state, we're making sure that we are providing these resources in language. It's so critical to meet the needs and families where they are in language. And as the senator eloquently stated, it's a very diverse community. It's a first city in the United States with an Asian American majority. It's a 65% Asian, 27% Latino. And as the senator mentioned, everyone in the community loves to be together and they practice Tai Chi, they dance at the park. There's a close relationship between the city and the residents. And being there last night with the senator and everyone, you just hear the stories from everyone, how everyone's super uber connected. And so also working with our in-language ethnic media, getting the information out through the various Chinese media outlets as well is critical. And that's something that we've been pushing content out to the ethnic media outlets as well.
You touched upon this, assembly member, but I want to ask both of you this. Now I'm going to talk about some policies that could potentially take shape at the state capitol, because the tragedy in Monterey Park is just one of multiple mass shootings in California in the last 8 days. 7 people were killed in a mass shooting in Half Moon Bay this week, just 48 hours after the first shots were fired in Monterey Park. Then 6 more, including an infant, were killed in the Central Valley last week. And there was another mass shooting in Oakland this week. As elected leaders, you know, what do you think needs to be done in a state that already has some of the strictest gun laws in the country? Assemblymember Fong, I'll start with you.
Thank you so much. We know that California is in the forefront of gun control policies. And last year, I supported a number of measures that further limited who's able to obtain guns, to also hold manufacturers responsible for harm caused by the products, to limit the spread of assault weapons. But we know that there's a lot more work to be done. And in collaboration with the Gun Violence Prevention Working Group in the legislature, we'll be working on different measures to, I know there's different measures out there that are looking at excise taxes on ammunition and guns. Also looking at additional funding for red flag laws to keep guns away from individuals who are at risk of harming themselves or others. And my team and I are looking at possible ideas for legislation to be introduced. And we'll also continue to advocate and help pass legislation to help prevent such tragedies in the future.
Senator Rubio?
Yes, thank you for that question. If I may, I wanted to share some of the data that I've come across in the last couple of days, and just speaks to the critical state of emergency here as it pertains to gun and gun violence. The data I came across was that in 2017, we had 368 mass shootings. 2019, it grew slightly to 417 mass shootings in the United States. 2022, we were at 648 mass shootings. So it's growing exponentially. And even this month, when we haven't even completed the month of January, we're at 40 mass shootings already. So clearly we have a massive problem on our hands. Another point of that I wanted to share is that, and this I got from some statistics that I came across, that when the Sandy Hook shooting occurred, the sales of guns were at 8 million in the United States. Today, the sales of guns have gone up to 20 million a year. So that just shows that the problem is growing exponentially, and we have a lot of work ahead of us. And I want to point out that even last year, we were on the steps of the Capitol and we were mourning the Uvalde shooting. And I remember sharing as a teacher how much it breaks my heart to envision our children in our classrooms. And there was a student who shared that the student had to put blood on himself, play dead to survive the shooting. As we know, in this tragedy, we had the young man who was so brave to tackle the gun away from that individual to save so many lives. And what I keep seeing is that we keep telling our children, you have to take care of yourselves, because the adults in Washington are too afraid to take care of you. And it's time that we step up our efforts. California has been very aggressive. Clearly, we have a lot more work to do, but we need our federal partners to join us in this fight.
Finally, we only have about 30 seconds left. Assemblymember Fong, I want to end with you because you mentioned this. The Lunar New Year marks the year of the rabbit, and that's a year that's supposed to bring peace and hope, and that understandably has been shattered for many families and communities that were impacted by these tragedies. What gives you hope that this can help create an even stronger community?
Monterey Park is such a tight-knit community. It's such a resilient community and a strong community. And we know that it's going to take days, months, and even years to heal. But the people of Monterey Park are stronger together, and together we're going to get through this tragedy. And I'm very grateful for all the law enforcement officials for everything they're doing to keep our communities safe. And so very grateful for all the outpouring of support for our community members here in Monterey Park and here in the San Gabriel Valley. And these are going to be very challenging times, but we're going to get through this together.
Assemblymember Fong and Senator Rubio, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you. Have a good day.
And that is State Senator Susan Rubio and Assemblymember Mike Fong, who represent the city of Monterey Park and surrounding communities east of Los Angeles. Still ahead, we'll be having more insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicki Gonzalez. We're back in just a moment.